even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
Your newspaper let me so you can point your fucking fingers.
Let's say that's the bad guy. Let's say that's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game has it been such an effect.
Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
And they don't want to be in any shape. They don't want to be told. Again, we're back to the level of irresponsible children. Yeah. They don't want to be told that they're fuck-ups. Mm. So they use any means they can, because what they're trying to do is affirm their humanity. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to defend themselves. So they champion any type of ratchet behavior, or they take any type of shot that they can at niggas that they really want to be like.
Okay.
They want to be able to sit at home and hustle online and make money and not be in the streets.
Right.
But they're without the intelligence, drive, and discipline to do so. So they gotta kick dirt and spit venom on the nigga that can actually get it off. And the one thing that they think that they have over you is they can pull more of these dusty ass hood rats than you can. Surprise, you can't. Yes, they will fuck with you because they can get on your level of irresponsibility. But because you're irresponsible, because you're a creature of your own habit and you're a creature of your own dysfunction, they will ultimately fuck with me, because at the end of the day, people are
suckers for the truth.
That's the moral of the story.
And there's another thing in the equation that me and you don't ever factor in, you know, when it comes to dealing with the women we deal with. Me and you deal with young women. We deal with, you know, females from like 18. My range is like 18 to 30. You know, and I'm 45. You feel me? So, of course, I'm not gonna be a bitch's first choice. I'm an old nigga. You know what I'm saying? They gonna want a motherfucker that's their age that can hang with them. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, me and you, we gotta go ahead and put shit in the mix to equalize, you know, to level out the playing field, man. Me and your old ass, we are not gonna be able to compete with these young niggas on pure sexuality's terms. You know, we ain't.
But here's the decisive advantage.
What's up?
Here's our whole but decisive advantage.
Right.
We are a part of the very thing, and it's weird to say this.
Right.
It may sound slightly pedophilic to say it.
Right.
We are in a very real sense that father figure.
Right.
But we fucking on them.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
We're in a very real sense, even though let me say we're not pedophiles, because right. The bitches that I fuck with, the range is usually from 24 to like 32.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But when I say that we become the advisors and the counselors.
Right.
We, even though they don't listen, but we take on the role of advising them. We take on the role of counseling them. We take on the role of setting shit straight in their lives. And that's the advantage that we have that will keep them coming back. So yeah, he can fuck on them, but he's gonna go fuck on another bitch.
Right.
Yeah, he can fuck on them, but he just gave him an STD.
Right.
Yeah, he can fuck on them, but he gave him a kid he ain't finna take care of. And Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get their kids' Christmas toys out of layaway.
Man.
You see, we are the ideal of man, or of men, excuse me. We are the ideal men that they have always wanted and that they still want, but too late for them to get.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, he can fuck on them, but that's all he's doing.
Yeah.
more FaceTime than they give. Like, look, just think about what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
She was over there slobbing on your balls.
Right.
Went home and kissed him and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But this is the nigga that's younger that can hang with her.
Right.
He can fuck her.
Mm-hmm. And then turn around and add insult to injury and introduce me to the nigga and
that's
call
uncle.
Me her uncle. You should be jealous of that.
Yeah. So, what is that saying they have? Once again, experience and treachery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Overcoming the strength of youth.
Right.
Guile and treachery will always overcome the vigor and the vitality of youth.
Man. Shoot.
So, he's fucking on her, but what does that do if he's fucking on her? Hell, because she's fucking on three or four different dicks.
Mm.
What does that really mean? To fuck on her at the end of the day, what does that really mean?
Nothing.
It's
just
obvious it didn't guarantee her allegiance.
No.
Mm-mm. So for all the niggas that want to say, oh, you jealous.
Shit.
Did his ability to jump up and down in her pussy anytime he got ready, did it stop her from coming over there eating ass and gobbling nuts?
Nope. Nope. Mm-mm-mm. Shit.
Like the man said in The Matrix. A world without borders and limitations.
Shit.
Kid told Keanu Reeves, he said, the trick is not to bend the spoon. The trick is that there is no spoon.
Damn. And that's real. That's being your philosophy right there, son. There is no spoon.
He said, it is not the spoon that is bending. It's you.
Damn. Man, that hit me hard right there, boy. That sum it up right there. I try to tell these niggas, there is no spoon. Shit, everything begins and originates and ends with you.
With you. That's why I'm not jealous.
Right.
That's why I'm not envious or resentful. Now, I get mad at dumb nigga shit. Of course, I get irritated. I can't stand ignorance.
Right.
I hate ignorance. Yeah, that irritates the fuck out of me. That's what I get upset about.
Okay.
You know. I get upset about the level. I mean, every time I think these bitches can't be any more ungrateful, they surprise me. Which then shouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, once I came to that realization that there was no spoon, there was no need for me to get upset about what some other nigga doing. Because it's not about him, it's about me.
Shit. Just like you were just saying, with old Jackass being over here, like I said, I was more hurt at the fact that I'm like, you have not matured not one bit. You haven't learned anything. You are steadily just on this cycle of just stupid, ungrateful, immature shit. And of course, once again, like I said, that just further ensures that she'll always be over here fucking with me. You know, because if she's not stable and she doesn't have any sort of discipline in her life, she always gonna be over here. Shit.
So where is the dusty nigga? Where is thy victory?
Shit, there ain't no victory because we both see that the dusty niggas don't really last long. Shit, she moves on.
She really?
She moves on to another nigga and another nigga and another nigga and another nigga. You know.
But Mac, that sounds like you hate.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
You just mad because you don't have swag.
Oh, man, boy. A little
don't
bit.
Don't you want to buy expensive jeans but can't make bail?
These niggas out here is on one, man. Yeah, I want to be just like that, Tony. I want to be just
don't
like
you,
that.
Don't you want to be the nigga who gets caught with a $10 bag of weed and $3,000 in his pocket. Don't you want to be that nigga? Don't you want to ride around in cars in another motherfucker's name with no license?
Yeah, I guess. Shit. Whew. Oh my God, man.
With rims that spin on a car that's only worth $500. That again is in somebody else's name.
He's our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Don't you want to be that nigga?
Yes, Tony. I want to be that nigga.
Don't you want to be the nigga who burns everybody close to him but gets locked in jail and can't get out?
And so, yeah, man, the ghetto is real because, you know, it's just not inclusive to just women. You know, niggas is, God damn, boy. Yeah, DJ, poor DJ. Stupid ass little bastard.
And where did he have to? Came to his father's best friend. Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Which is something these hood rat bitches would do. You know, it's like, you know, it's just a... This is what boggles me about DJ. For those who don't know, right now we're about to talk about my son. Basically, technically, he's like an adopted son. You know, I've been raising him since he was 11. But he's a street nigga, and he's super street. But throughout the ages, like I said, since I raised him, I thought I'd instilled in him enough sense to basically survive the streets and not to burn his bridges. You know what I'm saying? But evidently, that wasn't the case. I'm not sure if that's just genetic because genetically he comes from crack parents. His mother and his father, biological, were crackheads. So I've been dealing with my son, and I don't make no distinction between him and my biologicals. I love me regardless. That's why basically, you know, I did what I did for him. I basically put him in a position where he was getting shot up or he was getting shot at by some rival drug dealers in the hood, and I did some ratchet shit, which I knew I shouldn't have done, but what me and Tony always talk about, compassion is expensive. I felt bad about that, and I went ahead and I put my name on an apartment out in Whiteyville where he would be safe. You know what I'm saying? But of course I knew that this was probably a very bad move because he would probably not go ahead and pay the bill. And they found out that he was staying there. He got evicted. And, of course, my name is on it, so I'm fucked. But he said he was going to pay it, and, of course, he did not pay it. So for the past 3 years, he's been giving me this song and dance that he's going to pay it. And, of course, he never fucking paid it, which, of course, hurts me to my heart because I'm like, damn, nigga, you know, I'm Pops. You know what I'm saying? I put my neck on the line to try and save you, not just him. Because truth be told, I probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for the fact that my grandkids was with him because he has kids who are twins, and they were in the spot when it got shot up. So I went ahead, did that shit, and you know, he fucked me on it. Then all of a sudden he's in all this legal trouble, getting locked up and going down to the jails, and he needs bail money and he needs help, and shit, nigga, you can't call me. And of course that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to call me for a while to try and help him out, and then he found out through the quirk in the universe that my man Tony had connections downtown, you know, with law enforcement and the jail system. And he wanted to try and use Tony as a way to get out. And Tony was like, nigga, you burnt your own father. Why am I going to fuck with you? I don't know. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, but this is the narrative that I want to lay out here.
Right.
You know, let's deal with this thing, and I'm not casting any aspersions
right
on your son. I'm just using it as an objective
of course
example.
Right.
Burn bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Got swag. Multiple bitches in the street.
Right.
Couple of them I wanted to fuck, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course, they chose him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, they didn't really try. I didn't know. I just seen the bitches. That's not, you know. But, yeah, he had some bitches I wanted to fuck on. Right. So now, whatever he does this thing with you where he doesn't, you know, take care of his responsibilities.
Right.
Right back to that level of maturity and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? time I see him, Kettering Municipal Court, I got the dossier on him right away. Walked up to him, called his name, scared the fuck out of him.
Right.
Who are you? He was about to run until I told him, you know, who I was.
Right. Yeah.
If you could have saw the look on his face, boy, he was frightened.
Right.
He thought I was coming with another dope case.
Wow.
Until I told him, I'm your father's comrade.
Right.
Everything was cool. The total had to even wind up giving the nigga a ride back to the nigga was swag.
Mm-hmm.
Swag. Don't forget, he got swag.
Oh, he got tons of that.
He got a driver's license, but he got swag. Car broke down, hit a pothole, car broke down, no license, in the middle of Wayne and Kiwi over there.
Ooh-wee.
Had to walk the court. Run into his father's comrade. His father's comrade give him a ride back. He's there with another bitch. She's paying for the car to be repaired. He
right.
just coming from court.
Yeah.
We chop and kick it up, so now I guess we cool. You know, I slide him the number for him to call me because I know he's going to get arrested again.
Right.
I know he's going to get arrested again because he got swag.
Yeah. Okay?
Swag guarantees arrest.
Oh, it's horrible.
So, I give him the number. He called me a couple of times on, you know, SR22 so he can be on the street. Here's what I tell him. I said, you know, DJ, let me slide you this SR22 so you can be out here legally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. No, he's not.
Right.
No, he's not. Well, he get busted up in Miami County. I get a collect call from Miami County. It's him. And you know what I tell him? If your father will sign, I'll come get you.
Right.
But I know that ain't happening. If your father will agree to be responsible for you, I'll come get you and take your money. But I know your father ain't finna be responsible for you. So what happened? Some hood rat that placed a criminal charge on him.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there and executed. I guess they paid the bond for him.
Okay.
They paid the bond to the court. The hood rat that accused him of burglary, the one that put the case on him, is the one that bonded him out.
Man.
Well, he don't go back to court. And they catch him in Montgomery County. And guess who he's calling from Montgomery County?
You.
Yeah. And the conversation goes something like this. Who's your co-signer? I got this one. No. Which one of your hood rats got a stable job and property?
Mm-hmm.
I need property. Yes. Nigga, you need property. And I said, I know the ideal person. I said, the only person that can sign my paperwork without property is your father.
Mm.
Oh, no, I can't do that with pops. I can't do that with pops. You know, I didn't live up to my responsibility. I burned my bridge. So you want me to get you out?
Mm.
I said, where's that little rat I saw you in the car with that day? Oh, she ain't fucking with me no more.
Wow.
Really?
Man.
So where is the chick that got you out in Miami County? She the one bought the burglary charge with me. She definitely ain't finna pay no more money.
Man.
And I named a bunch of other females. I said, none of them are gonna help you. He said, no. I said, well, okay, goddammit, let's make it basic. Call your mama. I can't do that either.
Man.
So you ain't got nobody. He said, will you take a Corvette? I said, sure, I'll take a Corvette. I'll cash it in. Is it in your name? Well, no.
Man. This fucked up, boy.
I said, do you know the phone number of the dude with the Corvette for me to call the dude? I got to go through a bunch of people to find him.
Wow.
I said, well, you know what, son? The time has come to end this phone call.
Wow.
Because you and I ain't got shit else to discuss. Your daddy won't help you. Your mama won't help you. None of your so-called bitches will help you. Nobody will help you. But you want me to help you. I can't do nothing for you.
Not to mention the fact he told on himself when he said that he burned his bridges and he wasn't responsible, didn't keep his word with me.
Yes.
So what does that tell you as far as, you know, entering into some sort of business arrangement with his silly ass shit?
That's what I'm saying. You didn't. Do you understand what you're saying to me? You want me to go on the hook for $10,000?
Man.
And you burned your father for rent? Seriously?
Shit. If he'll burn me, he'll burn anybody, man. For real.
The moral of the story when it comes to these dusty niggas and these hood rat bitches.
Right.
The reason why there's no need to be intimidated. An old man by the name of Ed Hardigan told me this. One of my mentors in life. Here's what he told me. He said, when people step so far to the left of what's right, you become a slave of circumstance. And the people in that circumstance become your master. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you step to the left of what's right, people in that circumstance become your master. You've burned your father. You've burned your mother. You've burned all the bitches that have went to bat for you. Now you want me to save you. Like you have bounced around the city. Like Darling Nikki. Fucking multiple niggas and they friends. You didn't think to pay your bills or take care of your responsibilities. Now you're depending upon my kindness to have a roof over your head.
And even with all that being done, you still have this degree of ungratefulness or entitlement, which is just blows my mind.
Again, to the left of what's right. So you're to the left of what's right. That ensures what? She'll always be back. She will always be back. Why? Because the people in that circumstance become your master. You're never going to grow. Just like another one. Crybaby Nish.
Ooh, that heifer. She mad at me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Shit. Steady calling me. Want me to get some money. Like, I'll call you back. I'll call you back. Shit, I'm just waiting on her to cuss me out. Because I ain't doing nothing but the spin move on this bitch. I've been spinning her for the past 3 months now. Shit, doing her like she did.
Further and further down the tube. And gonna turn away from paradise for a, guess what? A dusty nigga in prison.
And let me back up right quick, right? Because I don't want to, especially, and me and you both know this, man, but I want to basically make sure that the whole audience know that we not casting no aspersions on niggas that's locked up, man. You know, we all just a step away from possibly getting locked up for some bullshit, you know, with all these fucked up laws that's going on in the United States, man. But my thing is, you know, I've seen plenty of cats get locked up, get out, turning life around, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they thorough motherfuckers. They made a mistake, they paid for it, and, you know, they bounce back. But, you know, with the amount of the kind of cats that these bitches is choosing, they not choosing them kind of cats, man. You know, these is career, in and out, in and out, in and out niggas, man. You know, and for me and you, because me and you, we listen to these bitches whine and bitch daily about their circumstances. And what me and you just get disgusted with is just the fact that we have to hear this shit and they never ever make any sort of moves to correct it. And they just keep doing the same shit over and over and over again. And the main staple of their mistake is the dusty nigga that's in and out of jail, in and out of prison, the career fucking criminal.
Well, Charles, let me give the counter.
Okay.
No, I'm not putting anybody past the ability of redemption.
Okay.
But we're in a war.
Right.
And in a war, sacrifices have to be made.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these niggas, most of them,
right,
they have been socially engineered to be a kind of atomic bomb in the black community.
Right.
And those niggas, I don't care for.
Right.
I am casting aspersions on them. The day of the Geechee is over.
Okay.
The black race can't afford you no more.
Right.
I am casting aspersions on.
Okay.
If you're going to make, the Nation of Islam has a prison ministry. Plenty of time for you to get right and convert yourself.
Right.
But I'm not going to stand on this pedal of victimization and victimhood of these niggas that are clearly sociopaths.
Right.
And if you have to be disposed of for the community to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Eric was prepared to sacrifice Raven,
mm-hmm.
I'm prepared to sacrifice you.
Right.
Today our fighting stops. Take off your blinders, brothers and sisters. The real enemy is out there. I feel their guns moving in the water. Their metal targeting us. Americans, Soviets, humans. United in their fear of the unknown. The Neanderthal is running scared, my fellow mutants. Go ahead, Charles. Tell me I'm wrong.
Fleet Commander, this is X-ray Bravo 70. Respond, over. The beach is secure. Call off the attack.
The beach is targeted and ready to be fired upon, sir.
Stand by.
Standing by, sir.
Prikaz, открыть огонь по берегу.
Hello? Hello?
Fire.
Огонь!
Eric, you said yourself, we're the better men. This is the time to prove it.
There are thousands of men on those ships, good, honest, innocent men. They're just following orders.
I've been at the mercy of men just following orders. Never again.
Eric, release them!
Their lives around, okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome you.
Right.
But again, those are not the niggas that they fucking with. How many times has Twani been in jail?
Shit. Well, jail plenty of times. I'm thinking maybe prison, hardcore, time, maybe twice. I think he's done a stand-up maybe combining 10 years. He'll be out next year.
Okay. Twani, the same one that put her in a coma, right?
Right.
If Twani gets locked up in prison for the rest of his life, in the words of another person I know, dude, it would be so cool.
Side Trickster hates his ass for.
They serve no useful purpose out here.
Right.
Even Dr. Umar Johnson said he would like to see the formation of a ski mask club, he said, because some of these niggas are just no good.
Right.
They have to be put to sleep. So, no, I ordinarily, right. I wouldn't want to see anybody on the white man's plantation in prison.
Right.
But those people that are self-destructive, and they're really proud. Not only are they ignorant, they're militant in their ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
They're proud of their stupidity.
Right.
I say, fuck you, rot in prison.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
And if you have to go for the community to survive,
right.
I will not miss you.
Right.
I will not miss you because this is a war. I will not miss you.
Shit, I forgot what was the original point you was talking about when I jumped into that. You was talking about Dolly.
Well,
Mickey,
what you were saying was you said you didn't want to disparage them.
No. Before that, when you was talking, I forgot because I jumped in there.
Yeah, I was asking about. I asked about 20, and we were talking about the counter. I was saying we were talking about DJ, and I was showing the counter with Nicole.
Okay, I got you. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then you said, well, you didn't want to disparage and things of that nature because you don't want to come off as an elite person or a snob.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Right.
What I'm saying at this point is if you don't understand what's going on, I don't care how you take it.
Right.
I don't care. If you don't understand the reality that is going on in society and in the black community, if you're too stupid to get it, I'm sorry. I'm not going to come to the level of building blocks to spell shit out for you. It's too late for that.
Oh, okay.
So if you lack the critical thinking ability to understand that we're not talking about every single black person that goes to jail, then wherever you are is where you are.
Right.
I don't really give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is this. These people are created from an environment of social engineering. They're put here to perpetuate the ascendancy of a permanent underclass to fuel a global expansion of a prison economy for the elite of this society.
Shit.
And as a result, they will perpetuate and follow codes of ignorance because it's what they've been designed and bred to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, what I'm saying is, we will champion and we will rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because in life, intelligence is stronger than ignorance.
Mm. Well,
at the end of the day, people are suckers for the truth. So for those people that have gotten used to this abnormality and dysfunction, I say to you, good night. And I bid you adieu.
Wow, man. That's a mouthful right there. Once again, we got the Illuminous One, Nigga Fuchsia, chiming in. Hitting y'all with that real, man. Hitting y'all with that scholarship. And hey, man, it's not our fault, Tony, man, that we just 10 years ahead of the curve. Like I said, a decade from now, cats that's listening to this, you know, sadly enough, they'll be like, damn, they was right. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it's going to take a lot of cats that long to catch up to what the hell we're saying. But anyway, we run along on the show. Uh-oh. Oh, nigga. Fuchsia's. Anyhow. We're back, man. Technical difficulties. had us in a quandary there for a minute. Must be the CIA, man. COINTELPRO tapping our phones.
I wouldn't put it past.
Nigga, like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. Well, before we take that brief hiatus, man, shit. What was we talking about? Shit.
Well, we were winding down, and then I think we were talking about the whole thing of, you know, being contentious toward them and, you know, jealousy, I guess.
Okay.
You know, you're just jealous. And you were saying that, you know, we didn't disparage anyone that was, you know, that had made mistakes. And,
oh, okay.
You know, and I was saying, you know, to a great extent, redemption is always is possible, but I don't, at this stage of the game, the mentality I see out there, that a lot of people are not really interested in, you know, learning from their mistakes. Some people are purposefully ignorant.
Right.
And for those people, I have no, for those people, I have no compassion, because I drew the comparison in the movie, X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Eric was willing to sacrifice Mystique.
Right.
And I said I was quite comfortable sacrificing them.
Okay.
You know, in terms of the larger war type thing.
Hmm.
And, you know, I started to think and say, well, okay, here's my thing. I'm looking at how society and evolution is marching on. That's how I'm looking at it.
Okay.
And when I look at society, I see all these advances, and I see that despite, and I'm going to use this term, white supremacy,
mm-hmm.
being so insidious, so wicked, I still look at and marvel at their accomplishments.
Right.
Some of the things they're able to do, you know, as far as looking at other galaxies and, you know, trying to push the bounds of what's acceptable, the limits. And I'm looking at the low expectations of the dusty niggas in our community. They think it's, you know, they think it's something historic when they do a gang truce.
Oh, shit.
You okay. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That type of low expectation mentality that we stop fighting each other, so we need to be in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
No, nigga, that's some shit you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, you're not supposed to be engaging in these antisocial activities. And then some people say, well, what about white people? Yes, you know, I'm not concerned about white people.
Right.
Chris Rock said, when I look over my shoulder at the ATM, the media ain't coming for me. I'm looking for niggas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing is with me is that at this stage of the game, if you have to get people to see the obvious, you know, when they want a cookie or a reward for the obvious, I'm sorry. You know, and we've gone through, with that being said, we went in the 90s, we went through this era where we really made, in a certain instance, we made it palatable to be dusty and ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
And because we made that palatable, we took off all type of parameters and filters, and we start saying, okay, well, let's not, you know, degrade, you know, the conditions of the people in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that, but what happened is that somebody else was on the outside to say, see there, I can use this.
Hmm.
I can use this.
Right.
I can use this. And what they did, and it is what happens in any society, you use the ignorance, and this is why, you know, I have the type of mentality. You use the purposeful and willful ignorance of the ratchet niggas in the community against the community. That's why I'm so against dusty niggas. Because I know that those are forces of counter-progress. Counter-revolution in the black community. You know, again, I look at, you know, the era of this. I saw how they used Lucas and Barnes and Fisher and all the rest of these guys. I saw how they used them against our movement in the United States for mobility and equality and a better life. And I studied that, and that was disgusting. It was disgusting, and it was vile. And though we may share the same color scheme, I mean, Chuck D said it perfectly. You remember the album, The Enemy Strikes Black?
Yeah.
That was the same album he said, Can't Trust It. That was the same album that Can't Trust It came out on. And there was a song on there called Night Train.
Okay.
And there's a lyric on there where Chuck D says, homie over there is keefing, buddy be thiefing. I don't trust him, rather bust him up. Out goes his hand and I cough. He once stole from me. Yeah, I want to cut it off.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My point is, we embrace too much, and then this is where I'm coming to your position. We've embraced too much the victimization.
Right.
Of the black community. And it's allowed this type of ratchet behavior because we're trying to be understanding of people that are purposefully ignorant. At the same time, that shit is being used to destabilize. Look at all these goddamn kids.
Man. It's out of control, son.
It's out of control. That shit don't even make any sense. Look at all these kids. You see what I'm saying? With no father.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Their fathers are in prison and their mothers are stupid as fuck because they didn't know, you know, they just didn't have, it goes back to what we were saying, they just didn't have the basic structure to understand how to create a sustainable family environment.
Right.
You know, I'm not decrying dusty niggas so much as I'm decrying the acceptability of a matriarchal society in the black community that is inherently destructive because it destroys the masculine principle, and this is what you've produced. You've produced dusty niggas and hood rats to fuel the prison industrial complex. See, we're back to the same theme here. We're back to the same theme here. And that is my point. That in some instances, these things have to take place in order for us to grow and develop. We have to have these natural processes of selection to thin the herd,
right,
so that we can get shit back on track. And until that happens, we're going to be plagued, and these children have no direction.
Right.
Imagine Buttercup in 10 years.
Feel sorry for that young man, boy.
His mama told my baby was born a thug.
Got to laugh to keep from crying on that one, man.
My baby was born a thug. That's the ignorant. I don't want no punk.
Why don't you run on back to your room for that man jump out the closet and chop your little head off? Sensitive.
You call that being sensitive? Let me give you a little history on Kevin Dunn. Both of his parents are dead.
Car accident, 1989. Lived in the chest that offered this till 1991 when the school adopted him. I know all about it.
Well, then you should also know that the last thing he needs right now is a sadistic father figure scaring the life out of him.
Maybe what he needs is for you to pop your titty out of his mouth and let the boy grow up.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I didn't stutter. I said, pop your titty out his mouth and stop babying him.
I don't call it babying. I call it nurturing.
And I call it neutering.
And I call you an insecure, overbearing, psychopathic, dictatorial, egomaniacal, frigid, lunatic asshole!
I ain't frigid.
He's still there!
You want to see nurturing? still in there. He ain't happy.
What was that?
Major Payne just terminated that Batman with extreme prejudice. And if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
You run on back to bed. And Batman ain't gonna bother you no more.
Thank you, Major. I love you.
She ain't singing that song now, is she?
Shit, once again, evidently, her situation and circumstances is not that detrimental where she has stopped chasing prison dick, because she's still chasing prison dick, man. It's like, damn, how many times you gotta smash your face into this wall, bitch?
Well, the thing is this.
Yeah.
Again, like we always say, it's social engineering.
Yeah,
programming.
Man. Gotta be.
This is what happens when you get a crumbling family structure on top of, you know, some semblance of inequality, economic inequality, excuse me. When you get this on top of massive economic equality, not some semblance of. Yeah. These are the things that, again, this has happened before, man. They done already done this.
Yeah.
They did this in Europe. The Jews came out of a ghetto just like this.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the word ghetto comes from the Jewish experience.
All right.
You know, the concentration of Jews in Italy. You know, these things have all, this message is already, you know, this scene, these actions have already been played out before. The scripts are still the same. The scripts are still the same.
And one thing I want to impress upon Cass, right? Like when me and you get on and we talk about intelligence and reading books and yada yada, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like we tooting our own horns or we, you know, think that we so much this and that. But actually what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get, as pathetic as this may sound, I'm trying to rewrite the Matrix code, man. I'm trying to make reading, writing, and arithmetic cool. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be able to admit that they read books and they like to flesh out the wonders of the universe without being called a square or a lame.
But that's the whole paradigm, though.
Right.
That's the whole thing that's backwards, is they've glamorized and pushed the weak to the front of the line.
Right.
No, we're not. We're not saying that we're better than anyone else because we read books.
Right.
But I'm proud to be a person that studies. Mm-hmm. It's cool to use your fucking brain.
Right.
It's cool to be able to understand the inner working relationships between economics and human behavior. Mm-hmm. It's cool to be able to understand when white people set up insurance companies, or when the concept of insurance companies are set up. This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And in some sense, in some instances, I don't really give a damn how it comes off.
Okay.
I don't care
right.
how anybody takes it. So if you're offended, I'm sorry. Fuck you. This is how I look at it. When white people came up with this concept of insurance, you know, they have people that sit in offices called actuarians. They can actually sit up and contemplate. They can sit up and take your lifestyle, your spending habits, in many instances, your environment, and they can calculate how long you're gonna live.
Damn. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? They can calculate how long you're gonna live. They have other people that are called forecasters. Forecasters are people that can look at a trend. They can look at a trend and actually predict the economic conditions of countries 20, 30, 40, and 50 years from now.
Okay.
What isn't cool about that? You can literally create a society. You have the ability to create a society that's sustainable. Now, do they do that? Of course not, because we're interested. You know, these people, the elite, are interested in a society where they rule and control, but they can also take that information and create a sustainable society where we don't have to use oil or coal or gas. We can harness the power of the environment and have an economy that runs forever. That's cool to be able to study.
Right.
But this present paradigm we got in the black community, what's the present paradigm we got in the black community? More people know Lil Scrappy than know Boyce Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. That's a problem. More people relate to whoever these niggas are on Love and Hip Hop more than they relate to Cornel West.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. And don't get me started on the emphasis of pushing niggas towards sports and entertainment.
Right.
So that anybody else that's thinking along the line of intelligence, well, they're square.
Lame.
They lame. Those people are made to seem as though, you know, this politics of swag. Mm-hmm. There we back at that word again.
Right.
This politics of swag as though they don't matter in the scheme of the community. And these are the people that have the skills to help the community to thrive. So it's about putting everything back in order.
Okay.
The hell was that?
I know we've had our differences.
Where's your telepath friend?
Gone. Left a bit of a gap in my life, if I'm to be honest. I was rather hoping you would fill it. Join us.
Eric, I believe.
I prefer Magneto.
Maxi, I'm coming.